Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On Tuesday, the Patriots premiere took place at Gillette Stadium. But before the festivities commenced, Robert Kraft took the field talking to reporters about what this day is all about and also answered some questions about Tim Tebow and Rob Gronkowski. Here he is in its entirety.
Hi, everyone. How you doing? Good, I'm
Mike.
So, who's going here?
You want to start by talking about your thoughts on another one of these events here out in the field instead of the court?
Yeah, actually, this is our 10th gala. I'm sorry, 10th year. This is our 20th season of having the privilege of owning the team. And this is our 10th year where we'll be giving out the Ron Burton Community Service Award. And I was thinking, coming here and just seeing Steve, that 10 years ago we awarded it to Joe Andruzzi, and Ron came. Of course, he was the first one drafted 54 years ago by the franchise, the first person drafted. And he was here when we awarded it to Joe, and then within a couple weeks after that, the good Lord called him. So,
I have a two-part question for you. The first is, what are your thoughts on Tim Tebow? With so much interest on whether he'll make the roster. And what is your optimism on Rob Gronkowski and his recovery?
Well, with Tim Tebow, anyone who's met him, he is a very special young man. And I'm rooting for him big time. He's been a real joy to have around here. And, you know, I see why he has such a strong national following. He's just a great, great young man. We're also privileged to have Tom Brady and Ryan Mallett. So I like our position. If you look around the league and see what's happening, two of the teams like in our division, you know, I just give thanks for the position we're in.
Robert, on the field, Tim hasn't done as much.
Well, Rob, I actually was working out downstairs, and he happened to be the only person in the training room, and he's working very hard, and I'm optimistic that he's going to come back and be a great contributor.
Do you think he'll be back early for a second, third game? Not your decision, but from what you've seen of him?
Well, I think he'll, you know, I'm hoping that he'll be back as soon as possible. I'm going to let Coach Belichick make that decision.
Robert, on the field, Tim hasn't done a ton during this preseason to make you say, wow, he's playing really well. But do you feel that other things might enter into what he can bring to the team in terms of his caliber as a person, types of things? Would those also add into his...
Yeah, but I know week to week you're going to be asking the questions, if we don't perform up to standard, why we didn't. And I think you want to make sure we have the 53 best people to help us win games during this year. And, you know, I'm rooting for him, and I'm in his corner, but I have the privilege of letting Bill make those decisions. He's got a pretty good record doing it.
Robert, what's your what do you take from this offseason? It's a little bit of a different one for you guys going into your 20th year.
Well, one thing I've learned about, you know, it's a privilege to own an NFL team. But every year there is some kind of surprise that you can't anticipate. And, you know, we sometimes the difficult things help to bring a team together. And I know people know what our intent is and what we're trying to do. And I'm actually pretty excited about this team. And it's a very young team. It's one of the younger, I don't know, I think, half a dozen youngest teams in the league, and they seem to be coming together pretty well, and I'm excited about this season and the next few seasons.
The grievance that the union filed for Aaron Hernandez's workout bonus, what's your reaction to that?
Well, it's simple. You can look at our history. We honor all our contracts, and we expect the people who sign them to honor their part of the contract.
And you don't feel, obviously, that he did, and he's not owed that $82,000?
Robert. We honor our contracts, and we expect the people on the other side to do the same.
How is everything that happened this offseason affected the way that you guys do business here?
Well, you know, every year in all of our businesses, we recalibrate what we're doing to make sure we're staying fresh and on top of things. And once you stop doing that, you won't, you know, you'll perish. This is a business that's it's the most competitive business I've ever been involved in. And so, you know, we have reviewed everything. We've been very diligent the way we look at things. And we'll try to do things as best as we can to achieve the results we want.
Do you think everything is in the past now, that this organization, you know, with your leadership, with Bill's leadership, is moving forward at a satisfactory pace from what happened in the summer?
Look, in the end, we have a business and a company we're running here where we have 61 young men, you know, most of whom are in their early 20s. And, you know, it's a microcosm of the world, so there's all kinds of things that are going to happen. We do our best to hope that they understand they're in a unique place. Playing in the NFL is a privilege, and we hope they're wise and mature enough to make sure they know how to take advantage of that.
Does it put an emphasis for you on the people you bring into this building as much as the players, as much as they are players, the people that they are?
We've always done that. In 20 years, we've had probably 2,000, over 2,000 people playing here, and I think by and large, we've done a pretty good job. If you look at the last 4 years, I don't think we had any off-field incident. So we're as diligent as we can be. We know what we want to achieve. Yet when people go outside this building, it's like those of you who have children. You know, once they get to a certain age, you can't control all their activities. Okay.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.